Hi everyone, I'm Munene and this is basically our first video and I'm here with my friend.
Yeah, hi everybody, I'm Zia. Welcome everyone to our channel.
Yes.
We're really, really excited to interact with you guys and go on this journey. It's something that we've been wanting to do for like a very, very long time.
Yes, and I guess it's because like this has been a journey for us, like I remember from the time I was young, but then from the time that I was young that I used to have dreams and didn't really have an understanding of what they could possibly mean. And it's because I was having recurring dreams for like a couple of years and I didn't know what it meant, but I just knew that like I kept on having dreams of like lions and babies. And then at some point, I don't even know what had happened, but like back in the days, I'm talking about 2017, because 2017 at this point is back in the days. I'm speaking to Z, and some way, somehow, I don't even know how we literally got there, but then she was able to then explain to me where that was heading to, and I was like, oh my God. And then I realized that, like, okay, dream interpretation is a thing, that God does speak through dreams. So, yeah, Zienda, how did you come about, like, I don't know, understanding dream interpretation or even just knowing that God does speak through dreams?
Yeah, so I think dreams for me is one of the awesomest things that I have discovered in my walk with Christ. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as you know, like there are many ways that God can talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, prayer, fasting, yes, through our pastor, through the Bible. But, you know, for me, I just also, similar to you, had like recurring dreams where I was just like, I think this means something. And I'm literally dreaming it every night and sometimes more than once a night.
Mm-hmm.
I need to figure out what it means.
Yes.
And obviously, being a Christian, your first point of call is to go to the Father
Bible.
And the Bible.
And the Bible,
exactly.
Yes.
So, yeah, and that led me down this road of learning about Joseph and the one in Egypt, obviously, that was sent ahead of his brothers and his father.
Yes.
And how other people in the Bible were used by God through dreams,
yes,
and messages were communicated through
dreams.
Yes. And that's when I realized that, shucks, I should probably learn this thing, be good at it, and maybe I can help myself and help other people.
Yes.
And obviously, we were at church at that time.
Yes, we were at church.
And you were having confusing dreams, and I was like, let me show you.
That's what it was, yes.
Yes. So, yeah.
And then I think after that, like after having like Zienda help me, so obviously, I wanted to learn more. Because I understood that, like, okay, if God can speak through dreams, and it's unfortunate sometimes that, like, actually, I'm just going back to this point, that we have dreams first and then we want to go to the Bible, but then we should actually go to the Bible to show us that, like, that's one of the ways that God actually speaks to us, and not try to, I don't know, convince ourselves that the Bible does, I don't know, condone dreams. The Bible doesn't condone, or God does not, I don't know how to put it, the Bible doesn't condone dreams. God speaks through dreams. That's what it's in the Bible. So we should have actually seen it in the Bible, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I should have seen it a long time ago in the Bible and actually have seen that, like, I also have dreams.
Yeah.
So let me try and understand. But actually, it was a long time until I realized, actually, this is one of the ways in which God speaks.
Yeah.
And obviously, I wanted to have understanding. And so also in the book of Genesis, it speaks about that God is the one who gives interpretation. So not only does he give dreams, but then he also gives interpretation, because many people dream, but not a lot of people understand the interpretation. So Zienda helped me. I literally went to Zienda's apartment with a notebook and I started writing down notes as she was teaching me.
Yeah.
And I've been grateful ever since. So yeah.
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 But maybe a question on my side, friend. So why did you not maybe go to another religion or another faith or another spiritual path to understand dreams? Why did you accept that dreams are another way that God communicates to us? Why was that path easy for you? We're very enlightened people, right?
Yes.
So why did you click as soon as it was like, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, what was it for you?
For the break, Zia asked a very important question, that what clicked for me. So obviously, like, I came from the background where dreams, like, I don't know, I just remember some categories in dreams where would have certain meanings and that's what you would stick to, or that's what you would pay attention to. So like eating dreams. So if you're having a dream where you're eating, might be witchcraft, or maybe if you dream of death,
mm-hmm.
There's a wedding coming, and if you dream of a wedding, a death is coming, you know. That's the background that I was coming from. But at that point, at that time, like we said, we met at church. I'm a Christian, and I'd been walking with God at that time, and I knew that, like, okay, if I have to understand dreams in this way,
yeah,
if God, the God that I'm reading about in the Bible, the God that I have a relationship with, that I'm praying to,
mm-hmm.
who I'm coming to listen to every single Sunday, who I'm spending time with during the week, if there's this avenue in which he speaks, mm-hmm. I have to find out and search out how he does this.
Yeah.
I can't come with my own understanding. I have to leave it mm-hmm. behind. So for me, that was very important, because then I had to seek God out. And I think that's the one thing about God. You will seek him out.
Yeah.
You will GPS God, like, you will seek him out and find out who he is and how he wants to do things, because obviously there's a lot of avenues, guys. There's yeah. a lot of ways, but God has his way.
Yeah.
For you, how did it click to actually take this route?
I think for me, it was, I wanted the truth. And to me, Jesus is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is the truth. My relationship with God is the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So it was very important to me to go to him first, to understand what is he saying about this, right?
Yes.
And obviously it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy because there's so many avenues. First of all, Google itself is an avenue. You have a dream and you're like, yes. What does a black cat?
And they'll give it to you.
And Google will give it
to
you.
It'll give it to you, trust me.
But is that what God is saying, yeah. right? So no, it's very, very important. If you have a personal relationship with God and Jesus is your savior, you always want to make sure that you're pleasing him and that you're doing the right thing.
Yes.
So for me, it just made sense, similar to you.
Yes.
But yeah, it's a very complex world, I think, dreams, right? And on this channel,
yes.
we really want to make it as simple.
Yes.
For even like a teenager or someone in primary school to understand, because
yes.
dreams really are that simple. Once you understand the mechanics and you learn to break it down,
yes.
something so complex and confusing can be like, oh, this
yes.
is what God is saying.
Yes.
You know? And you feel so liberated. You actually feel empowered when
yes.
you understand.
Yes.
And there's almost like an element of excitement, because I remember when you started getting the hang of it.
Yes.
You tell me dreams like
yes.
all the time. And you'd even look forward to
yes.
to sleeping.
Yes.
Because
so that I can have it.
Yeah.
So I can understand what God is actually trying to say to me.
Exactly.
And even now, like, I mean, at this point, I've even lost track of, like, trying to find, like, it's almost a daily thing for
exactly.
me. Like, it's a relational thing to me and God. Like, I ask God questions. I expect him to speak through dreams. Like,
exactly.
it's almost automatic to
and
me. Like,
yes.
almost immediately. And I think that's also one thing about dream interpretation. Be mindful of what you pray. Be mindful of what you're asking God, because
mm-hmm.
he responds. Be mindful of what's happening in your life at that time.
Yeah.
And then God will respond in a dream. And so sometimes we want to make it so difficult
yeah.
while actually it's a relational thing. That's what I've understood about dreams. It's more relational than it is about this magic thing that's happening. So yeah.
yeah. And I think another element of excitement is when the dreams actually start coming true.
Ooh.
Like, you'll have a dream and then you get the interpretation
yes.
and then a few days or weeks or months later, exactly like how you had interpreted it,
yes.
it happens.
Yes.
And then you feel like, we're doing it.
We are getting somewhere. God is actually, like, it's almost like God is speaking, but God is also showing me the meaning of
yeah.
what is, it's incredible.
Yeah, and I think another, like, element to it is when you start dreaming for other people,
yes.
family members, close friends, you know, where God starts showing you they might be going through a tough time, and
yes.
then he speaks to you to give an encouraging word.
Yes.
That's really when it feels like we really are a body.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
We, you know, arms, legs, eyes, knees, whatever it is,
yes.
we really are supposed to work together and help
yes.
each other. It becomes such an empowering tool, I think.
Yes. And I guess, like, when you, like, oftentimes when people think about the prophetic gift,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the, you know, gifts of the Spirit, or even, let's put it like this, it's one of the, yeah, it's one of the gifts, but also one of the fivefold ministries. people will often look at prophecy as just maybe visions or being able to hear from God and then say what God is saying.
Yeah.
But dreams are usually one of the things that people don't actually include as part of the prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a huge part, especially in the church, because you might find this in a church of 70 people, there's 20 people who are dreamers, and those are actually your prophetic team. Those are the people who will see what's happening in the life of the church, what's happening in the different people's lives, and mm-hmm. are the ones who are actually even called to intercede
yeah.
and pray, because
that's very true.
Part of the prophetic is actually to be an intercessor, because God shows you things ahead of time, shows you the enemy's tactics so that you can be prayerful at all times. So
yeah,
it's a very powerful gift, to be honest. So, Z, I've got a question for you. So,
yeah.
obviously, when we're speaking about the gift of prophecy
yeah.
in the church, or the, like, prophecy being one of the fivefold ministries,
mm.
so what has been your experience with dreams regarding the church? Like, let's just be almost, like, I don't know, practical.
Yeah.
Does the church take dreams as seriously as maybe, like, I don't know,
another
visions.
Another one of the gifts.
Yeah, another one of the gifts. Like,
yeah.
Oh, another way in which God can speak. Do you think it's a very well-received channel in which mm-hmm. God does speak? What, have you had any experiences regarding that?
I think it's something that's still growing,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
I think definitely, like, the five folds have been established, and there are many teachings on it.
Yes.
Like, what's it? Apostle, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor. We know everything about that,
yes.
right? And even when someone says they're an intercessor, we get that.
We do, yeah.
Right? But when someone says, I have prophetic dreams, or I'm a dreamer, and that's how God communicates to me, we're like...
Squint eyes.
Kruts.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
like we don't know where to place that.
Yes.
So I think the church has a long way to go, but I think we're getting there, you
yes.
know. I think right now people are a lot more open to it.
Yes.
But in my experience, I think in the beginning it was a little bit rocky.
Yeah.
Like, in the sense that I remember being in church, this was like a few years ago now. Being in church, and I would see, like, people have, or I would see the attacks that the devil wanted to do to certain people
mm.
in the church. And then I wouldn't understand properly. And then a few months would pass, and then someone would give a testimony, for example, and I'd be like, man, I saw that.
Mm.
Like, not the testimony, but
yes.
I saw the attack.
Attack on them,
and
yeah.
obviously, God had helped the person, and
yes.
now they were testifying.
Yes.
So it was like breadcrumbs, you know, like little by little.
Yes.
And then I think as I joined the intercession team at church, and I developed a very close relationship with the lady that was leading intercession at the time,
yes.
I felt comfortable to tell her that, listen, I've had this dream, and... the people that, I don't know, for example, the guy that does security, I saw this going to happen to him. And she really encouraged me, surprisingly. She was like, Z, that is so great that God is using you in that way. Let's pray for him
yes,
together.
Yes.
So that really encouraged me to be like, okay, so I'm not crazy.
Yes, yes.
And I don't have to hide this
yes.
thing. And I can really do good and
yes.
help people. So I think the church needs to do more of that. But
yes.
obviously it requires leaders that are mature, leaders that are open-minded, and leaders, more importantly, that are led by the Spirit.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And yeah, so I think for me, I've had a very positive experience. It's not to say everyone's experience is like that.
Yeah.
I wish it was. But I think definitely the church is getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think as well that, like, what I've been picking up over the last couple of years is that the world has a lot to teach around dream interpretation
yeah.
than the church is. Like, you go on social media, people are getting dream interpretations
yes.
from anyone in any source.
Mm-hmm.
And now you find that, like, even, you know, people who are Christian are going to different sources
mm-hmm.
instead of God, or even sharing it with the church. Or God is actually speaking about the church universally, or even their own church, but then there's no one to share it with. So I do think, like, yeah, I pray to God, honestly, that, like, you know, as God is moving,
mm-hmm.
or even with the revival that's coming,
I
believe that, like, there will just be a move of the Spirit to just also, that we take dreams seriously, like, that God is speaking, and like he's also filling a lot of leaders with like wisdom, godly yeah. wisdom and understanding to also incorporate it as part of the church. Because I think it has got the potential to bring life into the body of Christ, to be honest.
So guys, we just wanted to talk to you guys about what this channel is about.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be uploading quite regularly, you know, on a weekly basis. And we just wanted to give you guys the download. So yeah, I mean, we really want to touch the basics of dream interpretation. We really want people to go from no dreaming to dreaming frequently all the time. And from people forgetting their dreams to now remembering. And from people being confused to like, I know
what God is trying to say.
Yes. So that's really what we're trying to do.
Yes.
And we're really looking forward to the journey.
Yes. So every week we'll be sort of like uploading different dream elements. Yeah. When I say element, I mean, so what does it mean if you dream of a TV, when you dream of being pregnant, when you dream of a window, when you dream of a door, so things like that. And then we'll just be like a short video of us talking about it and then giving possible meanings. It's not always the final meaning, because at the end of the day, you still have to go back and pray about it and find the true meaning from the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is the one who gives interpretation, but we're just helping you navigate through it. So
and the best person to interpret a dream is the person who had the dream. I want you guys to remember this, because it's so, so important. You were feeling the emotions. You were in the dream. You were sensing everything, seeing everything. So the best person to arrive at the conclusion is honestly yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We can only guide you along the journey, but you have to make the ultimate decision to say, this combined with this and this and this factor, I believe God is saying this. And the Holy Spirit is there throughout the whole way.
Yes.
You know, so don't feel like you're doing this by yourself. God is truth, and he's with you on this journey.
Yes. I think about it like this. So if you had to cook a meal, what do you need around to actually prepare the meal? You need knives, you need your board, you need your pan, you need the stove, you need different things, you need the ingredients and whatever not. So when you do think about like dream interpretation, you have to think of the different tools that you need. And for me, if I can name the top three, it would be prayer, it would be logic, and will also be context, like the background context, because for Z and I, the context will be different. So let's say Zianda, maybe likes dogs, like dogs are her thing. I'm scared of dogs, basically. So a dog would mean something completely different for me than it would be for her. So those are my top three tools. There are many others that you have to look at, but like for me, I would say that is it. Prayer and your relationship with God is definitely number one. Do not go cooking without that. So
So it's gonna be a really, really, really awesome journey, guys.
Yes.
And please feel free to leave comments in the comment section. We're really, really looking forward to hearing from you. If there are any particular symbols or dream interpretation guidances that you want, or maybe want a teaching on, leave that in the comment section. We'll definitely be reading them, and we'll try and incorporate that as best as we can.
Yes.
It's gonna be great.
It will be. So thank you so much for joining us, and hoping to see you on our next video.
Yes.
Please subscribe to our channel,
like,
and tell your friends, tell your fellow dreamers, and looking forward to it. Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers. Bye.